Dr. Catherine Stengel is joining us. She is in New York City, the founder of the Upper West Side Philosophers Incorporated and the Independent Center for Philosophical Thinking in New York. And she has a book called November Rose, A Speech on Death. It is the Independent Publishers Award winner, came out about a year ago. How do you become an Independent Publishers Award winner, Doctor?
Well, you send your books in with 3,300 other books, and you compete against all of the independent presses like MIT and Princeton and so forth, and then they pick your book. I think they have independent readers, and so they pick your book for the award winner. It's a great honor. I'm very happy to.
Now, your book centers, it's called November Rose, A Speech on Death, and it's based on, or it came about because of your husband dying at the age of 33, which, by the way, was how old my dad was when he died, when I was 3 years old, and it left you with two children. And the book, although in talking about it and just saying the name and saying that, it sounds like it'd be very sad, and it is, but it is. You wrote it to help people get through these experiences.
Exactly, Neil. I wrote it almost out of a duty, because I'm also, as you said, a philosopher, and you know, we deal with the existential human problems every day. That's our job, basically, to think about these things. And so I thought, you know what, if I don't have anything to say about what I went through and what others go through, then you know, I failed my profession. So I really also had the desire to talk about it from this very profound existential perspective, like, you know, asking questions like, how can we be faithful to a disease and still live wholeheartedly? What happens to my identity? What happens to the identity of others? You know, what's the difference between pity and empathy? So that's all. These are the topics that I'm addressing.
You know, when people around me have died, I find it very hard to deal with the grief of others. It overwhelms me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure that's a very natural tendency, but that happens to me frequently, where I am not as emotionally moved by the death itself as I am by the grief of those touched by that person.
I think it's a beautiful quality, actually, because it shows your empathy, and I think you're definitely still the stronger, you know, when you're meeting these people who are in such deep grief. So maybe you can tap into these resources that you think, you know, here I am and I still, you know, I'm a little bit stronger than those people, and I can give them a little bit of my strength and my love. I think that's all we can do, I think, is to just be there as loving human beings. And it's, from my experience, that's very healing to have these people surrounding me. I don't expect them to be happy and joyful. I felt like it was just helpful to have them be there as alive and loving human beings.
When you are married to someone and you are very close, we have a tendency to almost conjoin personalities in many ways.
Mm-hmm.
How does the death of someone affect the other person's identity when your identity has actually become one with the other?
You mentioned one of the core issues of my book November Rose. It's exactly that. Especially when you're so close to each other and you're almost one, you break apart. Your whole identity breaks apart when this person dies. So you have to completely recreate your identity. And of course, it's harder the second time around because you don't have that many illusions anymore. You know, I mean, you don't feel like you can recreate it and live from the same, you know, start from the same point where you started with your first, you know, marriage or love, because you know that it can be shattered in a minute.
The name of the book is November Rose, A Speech on Death. It's by Dr. Catherine Stengel. Her husband died at a very young age, and the book is meant to help everyone get through these experiences. What is there a direction or a universal good thing to say to somebody who's mourning a death? Do you know what I mean?
No, I mean, there's not, I don't think there's any kind of a recipe. What I feel is that we, you know, the person who grieves is in a different time zone, really. I don't know whether you experienced that when you were a small child losing your father, and you're on a different territory. And I think it's just being respectful of that and taking your time with the grieving person will help already a lot to, you know, help you find the right words and the right gestures towards the grieving person.
Now, in your book, you use a term, and I'm not sure I really picked up on what you meant. When you say that mourners experience a debt of life, expand on that a little bit.
Well, it's something that we know as also as survivors guilt in other, you know, traumatic experiences, you know, like surviving the Holocaust or other traumas. What I try to express is that there is some kind of survivor's guilt when you lose a beloved person that was so close to you. The survivor's guilt basically meaning that when you love someone so deeply, you feel guilty of, you know, not going with them to the place where they went and standing still on the side of life.
The name of the book is November Rose. It's a speech on death. And again, it's written by Dr. Stengel to kind of help everybody get through it. Doctor, I apologize. I only have a few more seconds with you. When your husband passed away, what advice can you give through your experiences to help someone else who has children 5 and 7 in that age range that you had to help them deal with the children?
My advice, I mean, there's a lot of professional people out there, but my advice coming from my own experience with my two children is to look at their grief, which is usually very bodily, and to help them do bodily things, you know, go to the ocean and scream at the waves, go for a bicycle tour, do a lot of bodily things, because what they feel is a lot of a bodily loss too, you know, the footsteps of their father, this sound of his comforting voice, the hugs. So it's on a very bodily, profound bodily level, and I think to address it from that perspective was very helpful.
Well, Dr. Stengel, it's a wonderful book, November Rose, A Speech on Death. It's an independent publisher's award winner. I thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you. It was an honor to be here. Thank you.
Have a great day. Enjoy the rest of your interviews, Doctor.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.